When I was in high school, I used to work in Rockford on the waterfront event every year. On the waterfront, my favorite thing about on the waterfront is every time I went, someone would always tell me about how it used to be better. And I talked to someone who'd been there since the beginning, and he said, "Don't worry, that's been true since the first year. So every year, people will explain to you that it used to be better." So apparently the first one's amazing based on how much we talk about. But I used to, I'd love to say I got paid for it, but I didn't. I used to work at the other waterfront event in more of a volunteer position. I used to work every year at what was called the Answers tent. It actually said Answers across the top, and everyone thought themselves clever. They would come over and they would say, "What answers do you have?" And of course, I always respond, "Whatever answer you need." So they try and come up with wonderful questions like, "What rhymes with orange or purple or any number of other things?" They said, "Sure, well, you know, you have the answer. What is the answer?" And I would tell them, "We have hope. That is the answer." You'd say, "That sounds boring." I said, "I don't think so. If you go over to the beer truck and you say, 'I hope your beer is cold,' it's because I brought the hope over just about 20 minutes ago." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I have the access to all of the ice in the entire facility. If the beer is cold, it's because we brought ice. We bring hope to everyone that comes up. If you come over here and you say, 'I hope they're going to do something about something that's broken,' that's us. We have to go out and fix it. We bring hope. So we bring hope everywhere we go. It's actually what we do at the Answers tent." And I don't know, it's one of those moments where they kind of look at you and kind of shrug your shoulders, but the Answers tent. I don't bring food. It doesn't say food on my tent. It says Answers. We brought hope. A beer truck helped us. We brought ice. We brought hope to everyone. The food truck helped us too, by the way, because we had all the refrigerated food. If there was something that they had to grill, they had to keep refrigerated. Until that moment, we had the key to the truck, so we brought hope where we went. And the thing that fascinates me in so many ways is we don't actually have an abundance of hope in our society right now. We talk about love and how it gets used or overused or underused and how it's misconstrued all the time and how it kind of grays in different areas, but ultimately we actually speak of love. We speak of faith, and while some might become critical of faith, they think that faith might be just misplaced trust or some kind of strange idea or concept, we still speak of faith. And when we have a faith, we live our faith, we're challenged to live our faith, we're invited to come and share our faith. I mean, that's part of who we are, but ultimately we come back around, we don't really have an overabundance of hope. And my theory is that we lack an abundance of hope just as we lack heroes, and that if we actually had good heroes in the world to look to, that we would actually have hope to strive for. You know, watch any superhero movie, and there are a number of them that have come out, what do they always have to remind the hero? They said, "You bring hope to a world that otherwise doesn't have it." It is very much connected, the two. I always become a little frustrated whenever I hear cynicism that expresses that hope is some kind of misplaced or misguided trust, that somehow hope is for the foolish or the delusional or just the strangely out there. And I think that's really misleading in so many ways. You know, if you think about it, the church, so many years, for centuries, has a very specific symbol for hope. And it's not a cloud. It's not a balloon. It's not even just a thought bubble. Do you know what the ancient symbol for hope is? It's a ship anchor. Fascinates me. It really does. Because the symbol for hope is a ship's anchor. It's not a cloud. It's not a balloon. It's not someone staring off in the stars. It's an anchor. Not because it drags us down. I've never seen anyone who's hopeful suddenly dragged down by their hope. It's not because it is really heavy in their life. I don't see anyone doubled over, slipping along, and saying, "I've doubled over with hope." So why would we use an anchor? Well, I think about this passage from Romans, and I think it actually becomes something so very essential for us. Because Paul describes hope in such a beautiful way, and I really think that there's something for us, because if you think about it, he says, not only do we boast of our afflictions, but those afflictions mean endurance. Endurance builds character. Ask any father who's trying to tell his children to do something. Endurance builds character. And character gives us hope. It's not some delusion. It's not that we've suddenly decided to hope for something because there's nothing else. Quite the contrary, true hope actually grows out of a place where we've seen it actually come into fruition. We actually witness hope and true hope because we know what affliction looks like, because we know what hardship is like. It's actually those who have endured and continued and continue to grow in that character that actually are our true model of hope. Because what does the anchor do? What is it that a ship's anchor does? It doesn't drown the ship. It doesn't drag the ship under the water. That's not the purpose of the anchor. The purpose of the anchor is to keep us in one place. It's to allow us to remain stationary, even when the water continues to swirl around us, even when the storm continues to try and push us, even when the chaos of all those unknowns continue to try and throw us in every direction, no matter what. It is hope that we need more than anything when the world is unsure. It is hope that we need most especially when our life becomes less and less certain. It is hope, St. Paul reminds us, that does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts. You see, hope is a natural fruit that comes out of love. Hope is that perduring spirit that allows us to continue despite any adversity, despite any odd, despite any setback, despite any hardship. It is hope that brings us back to that love. It is hope that brings us back into the life of God. And if you don't think so, ask any eighth grader who just graduated. They are full of hope because they made it. And if you don't think that's enough, find any senior who just graduated. High school, college, grad school, I don't care which senior you find, go find one. They are filled with hope because they have endured all of the trials of their education and they have come out graduates. If you want to see what hope looks like, go listen to the valedictorian speech. They are filled with hope. Despite any trial, despite any setback, despite any difficulty, despite any hardship, despite it all, they have hope. And hope does not disappoint. Never underestimate that we have three beautiful theological virtues in faith, hope, and love. And I know the greatest of these is love, St. Paul tells us so. That doesn't mean we get to ignore the other two. We need hope. We need to not only be hopeful in a world that continues to lose its hope. We need to be hopeful because it's an election year. Trust me, by itself, we don't have a lot of promise all by itself. So we definitely need some hope, if for no other reason than that. We need hope because it is the natural fruit that comes out of love. We need hope because it is the one thing that does not disappoint. Remember, sometimes love hurts, but hope does not disappoint. Sometimes faith can be shaken, but it is hope that does not disappoint. If we truly are to be heroes, if we truly are to be God's witnesses to the world, if we truly are to celebrate this Holy Trinity on this most Holy Trinity Sunday, we do so with a hopefulness that God will continue to pour out himself upon this world. That God will continue to offer to each of us a reason to know God's love. And in that love, we get faith. And I think more than anything, it comes because we have hope. Not some pie in the sky wishing. Not some blind desire that things will work out our way. a true hope that comes from proven character that has come from our endurance, and that endurance only coming because of our afflictions. My dear brothers and sisters, on this beautiful day in May, be a witness of hope. And remind people that it is not something that washes us as we stare into the sky, but a point that keeps us grounded amid all the chaos of the world around us.